WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Allen. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
It is Friends Day. I get it. All right. Today is the anniversary of the launch of Facebook. It was on this day in 2004 that Facebook went live, changing the way that we all connect. And so that was where Melissa got that. Welcome back to Party Line. WILO and Boone's Best 1027 Party Line presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, and TC Trailers. Boy, it is heart Awareness Month. National Wear Red Day is coming up, and we are joined by Tim Harms of the American Heart Association. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for the quick turnaround. I honestly wasn't expecting to get an answer from you that quick about being on today, but we appreciate it. American Heart Month, of course, is February. We have Valentine's coming up, and that kind
Makes
of sparks
sense.
A lot of it, but to me, because heart disease has affected my family for generations, actually, that, you know, some of it is generic. I want to say some of it's genetic, some of it is just lifestyle that can cause heart disease. But this is something that it should be year-round, you know, awareness and care and everything. So talk about the National Heart Association, but also talk about how you got involved.
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, thanks again for having me on. And in February is American Heart Month, and it is something that obviously we draw attention to specifically here in February because it's American Heart Month. But we do things year-round because it is so important. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women, which surprises a lot of people. They don't necessarily think of heart disease as the leading cause of death. So it's something that we work on year-round and try to make progress. And in fact, we have. I think deaths or mortality rates are down about 50% over the last three or four decades. But nonetheless, so we make great progress, but nonetheless, it's still the leading cause of death. So something we can all be aware of and, you know, do our best to reduce our risks. My personal involvement, I've been with American Heart Association for about 16 years. I was in different line of work previous to that and was just looking for something more in the nonprofit world where I felt like I could give back to the community like that. At the time, didn't really have a personal connection to heart disease, but then about a year after I started, my nephew was born with a congenital heart defect. And so that's made, you know, the mission of what we do with the American Heart Association much more personal to me, to make sure that, you know, we're making those scientific advancements, we're doing everything we can to help everyone live a longer, healthier life.
Well, and I think that's kind of a misconception of the American Heart Association. And, you know, we all think heart disease, we think that's an older person. We think that, you know, that's something that comes with retirement, and it's not the case. The American Heart Association, as you said, your nephew was born with a congenital heart defect. The association is involved in all areas of heart care.
Right. Yes, we are. Even more, you know, really, when we think about heart disease and you know, curing it, if you want to use that word, or you know, giving people a better chance of living without heart disease, there's obviously several components to that. You know, one is that very medical, scientific, what kind of breakthroughs can we make on the medical side, whether that's surgery, whether that's diagnosing things earlier, whether that's in forms of medications, what can we do when an event happens to fix it and part of it. You know, the rate of survival were much lower. You went in and you might be in the hospital for weeks and weeks, and now if you have a heart attack, your chances of survival are very good. You might only be in the hospital a day or two. You know, you could get a stent put in and be out of the hospital in a couple days. So things have advanced very much so on that medical breakthrough side. How do we treat it? But then the other side of heart disease is preventing, right? And that's something else the American Heart Association is very... And that comes down to, you know, not only the science of it, of what should we eat, how much exercise should we get, what are the things that we can do, but also the education component, you know, things like this that we're doing today, or the fact that we have National Wear Red Day coming on Friday. You know, wear red so that people do think about heart disease. They do think about what can we do to prevent it in our lives and in the lives of those that we love so that they're not impacted by heart disease. And so those are the kinds of things we're doing, you know, every day.
Tim Harms of the American Heart Association is our guest on Party Line.
Well, you know, you talked about Wear Red Day, but there's other things besides Wear Red. I know CPR is huge, and it's the idea of doing CPR is scary for a lot of people. But it's also it's changed. Every time you turn around, there's a different method. There's a different way to do CPR. But why is it so important for everybody that can physically do CPR? Why is it important for them to learn?
Well, you know, CPR in the event of a cardiac arrest is really the difference between life and death. And especially, you know, I know many of your listeners are more rural, and so when you think about the response time for an ambulance or a fire department, you know, some kind of professional rescuer to get to the scene, you know, in a city like Indianapolis, your response time's still somewhere between 6, 7, 8 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, and you think about more rural areas, it could be even longer than that, right? It could be 10, 15, 20 minutes before somebody gets to you. And without CPR, without somebody taking chance of survival are almost zero. As we look at it currently, the survival rate of sudden cardiac arrest is about 10%. But when we have somebody start CPR right away and do those things, the survival rate is more than doubled. And when you also add in an automated AED, which are, of course, becoming more and more common in lots of public places. Most of our schools have those, you know, libraries sometimes, airports, businesses, a lot of different places have AEDs. And when you put an AED on that, then that, again, that even increases the rate of survival even more. So it's just critical. That is one of our big initiatives across the country, is to build a nation of lifesavers. And really our goal is to have one person in every household know how to do hands-only CPR. You kind of hit at, you know, different methods of CPR and things like that. Of course, the traditional CPR, and if you wanted to take a course and go through that, and of course, you know, our teachers have to get licensed and other professionals have to complete a course, that would still include, you know, both chest compressions and rescue breath. But for the average person who doesn't take a course, you urge them to learn hands-only CPR, which does not include breath. Research basically shows that when you start doing compressions and are beating that person's heart for them, you're circulating blood and oxygen, the oxygen that's already in their body, you are circulating that throughout their body. And at least for the first several minutes of CPR, that is as effective as doing, you know, traditional CPR with breath. So, you know, yeah, certainly there's kind of people don't know exactly what to do, and when you factor in and put your mouth on top of somebody else's mouth, it's kind of another big step to take, and so hands-only CPR doesn't include that breath component on adults and teens. Younger children still require breath.
I'm curious, you don't necessarily have to have a cardiologist to take the first step. You know, you can get the $49 heart scans now. Talk about that a little bit. What is the easiest way for somebody really to kind of get checked to see if there is a problem?
Well, number one, obviously you can start with your primary care physician. You know, again, you don't have to see a cardiologist or anything like that. The things you want to talk about are your family history, and you know, you guys hinted at that, you know, yourself. About 80% of heart disease is preventable by the things that we do lifestyle-wise. We eat, how much exercise we get, some of those things. Another 20% isn't, and some of that is genetic. So if you've got a family history, you know, grandpa had a heart attack, and his brother and four of your uncles had heart attacks, you know, or grandma had a heart attack or a stroke, that's something you need to talk to your primary care physician about, because there very could be, you know, you very could well be in that instance more at a higher risk for some type of a heart incident. So start with your primary care physician. You know, one of the leading risk factors for heart disease and stroke is high blood pressure. And that's something, you know, it's called the silent killer, because high blood pressure doesn't have any symptoms. You could be walking around, you know, with a blood pressure that's completely normal, 110 over 80 or whatever it is, or you could be walking around with a blood pressure that's kind of off the charts at, you know, 200 over 120, and you wouldn't know the difference. Your body wouldn't know the difference. So you really have to be on top of your blood pressure. That would be something that's easy to do. A lot of your pharmacies and even have blood pressure stations, things like that, where you can get it checked at no cost. So I would suggest doing those things. And then, as I mentioned, there are certain tools, the heart scans that many of the healthcare providers offer that are not super expensive. And, you know, some of them are $49, some of them are $99. Those certainly could give you another picture of your health. But even if you didn't want to go to that extent as you get started, I think that conversation with your primary care physician and really knowing some of your numbers, such as blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, blood sugar level, those kind of things really get you started on knowing your heart condition is.
Tim Harms of the American Heart Association is our guest on Party Line, and I would like for you to talk about some of the symptoms. My brother-in-law went to work one morning and just was telling his coworker, man, I've got a stiff neck. And he's like, you're having a heart attack. He's like, no, I just slept wrong. I have a stiff neck. And in fact, he was having a heart attack. So there are some symptoms. It's not just chest pain, for example.
Yeah.
So talk about some of those.
Well, and the difference between men and women. Because
right.
Women's symptoms yeah. are a whole lot different.
Yeah, and that can make it difficult, right? I mean, still the number one symptom is the chest pain, and but again, sometimes for some people, it's that crushing chest pain that they describe as like an elephant sitting on your chest, and for other people, it's much more subtle, like you said. So the common symptoms are that chest pain, or it kind of radiates down the arm, specifically the left arm, can go into the jaw or be jaw pain. Can be nausea. Many people having a heart attack start sweating profusely as their body is kind of working harder. So those are some of the more common symptoms. But yes, that's for men and women. Although women often experience some more subtle, you know, things too. For them, maybe it's not always as intense chest pain, but it can be the nausea or some lower back pain. I've had people, yeah, say that it's just been jaw pain or, you know, and again, not even that significant or crushing pain. So the key message for us is that if something feels off and, you know your body better than anybody else, something just doesn't feel right, go ahead and get it checked out.
And I want to talk about what happens if you're home alone. And you're like, I know something's wrong. I've heard things like people say you should go unlock the door when you're calling 911, lay on the floor. Or what's your best advice there for somebody that's maybe home alone that starts to feel like, I know something's wrong, I'll call 911. So talk about that.
Yeah, certainly that's the right step, right? If you're home alone, call 911, get the professionals on the way. And then unlock the door so they could get in. I would just sit down and relax and try to stay calm would be the best advice for that.
Well, Tim, I know, again, this is National Heart Month and American Heart Month and the Wear Red this Friday. What other things can people do to get that message, get it spread, get it out there?
Well, yeah, so we talked about wearing red. We talked about, you know, we'd love for people to learn CPR, and that's easy enough for people to do at heart.org/hand-only-CPR. We'd love to see pictures of people wearing red. If you're wearing red on Friday, share them on social media with us. Use the hashtag #WearRedDay. And if you want to tag us, we're... tag the American Heart Association here in Indiana. Our handles on Facebook and Instagram and X are AHA Indiana. So, well, you found everybody going red on Friday.
All right. And if somebody would like to make a donation to the American Heart Association, how can they do that?
Best way is through the website as well. You can go to heart.org/Indiana, and that would be our local Indiana page and get it here for use here in the state of Indiana.
Tim Harms of the American Heart Association, thank you so much for taking a little time and reminding everybody that it is very important. Take your health seriously. And again, this is American Heart Month as well. So Friday is National Wear Red Day. Easy for me to say. So, Tim, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, take care. Be safe out there.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Well, reminder there to wear red on Friday. And again, if you would like to make a donation to the American Heart Association, you can do that through their website. And now, the fun part of the day. It's been a little intense a couple of times, but the fun part of the day.
Are we going to take another break, or do you want
to... Yeah, let's take a real quick break here.
Yep. We'll just come right back into Puppy Bowl.
Sounds great to me, and Puppy Bowl is coming up.
Yep.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal Store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. You could be watching on Hoosierland TV, brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, preparing for Valentine's Day. Town and Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Stoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Into Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have our interview coming up with last year's Puppy Bowl, so we wanted to let you know where the one that is going to air is from the 2025, but the Puppy Bowl 22 is coming up this Sunday, February 8th at 2 o'clock. And that's Eastern Time, featuring 150 rescue puppies from 72 shelters across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. There also is a little bit of a pregame, and I think that starts maybe at 11 a.m., but you can watch that on Animal Planet and maybe Discovery and Discovery Plus as well. In the meantime, enjoy this Puppy Bowl moment.
Yeah, we just thought it was a fun interview. We had a lot of fun with it. We wanted to replay it in honor of Puppy Bowl coming up, plus the Super Bowl this Sunday. But really quickly, before we go to this, because we're going to let this close the show out, we want to congratulate Clinton Central Bulldogs. They won last night. They beat Rossville Hornets in girls sectional action in the first game, 40-36.
Carroll won as well.
They defeated Clinton Prairie last night. It was unfortunate that all four of our schools were playing each other, but yet, man, what great basketball. You couldn't ask for better games to broadcast. It was really good, but congratulations to them. And
next games come up Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night. It'll be Clinton Central against Frontier at 6 p.m. right here on WILO, followed by roughly around 7:30 or so, Carroll against Bethesda Christian, and then we'll see from there who goes on to Saturday's game for the final for the championship. So
All right. Tonight's also free movie night with Elio at the Frankfurt Public Library. That's from 5 to 7:30. Enjoy this little bit of Puppy Bowl from 2025. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Cindy and Melissa in with you, and a lot of people are looking forward to the big football game this weekend. Of course, we're not talking about the Chiefs versus the Eagles. We're talking about puppies. It's almost time once again for the 21st Annual Puppy Bowl. It's coming up on Sunday on Animal Planet, Discovery TBS, True TV Max, and Discovery Plus. And who better to talk about the Puppy Bowl than the official referee himself, Dan Schachner. Dan, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you, I feel like I've been blessed with an awesome job, but you may have one-upped me with your duties on the Puppy Bowl.
Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It changes every year, so never a dull moment.
I am sure that is true. Well, tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to this year, the 21st official Puppy Bowl.
We can look forward to our biggest roster size ever. We've got 132 dogs, 80 different shelters and rescue centers across the country. We have 40 states, which is huge, and it's 11 special needs dogs. We'll have all classic things that you love, like the kitty halftime show, those adoptable kittens that are going to be performing for your halftime pleasure. And we have, our first ever Puppy Bowl combine and draft, which is happening 1 hour prior to game time.
I love how you guys make it bigger and better every year.
Yeah, we try to, because the goal is the same, right, is adopt out as many different dogs as possible.
Well, you brought up the goal of the Puppy Bowl, and let's talk about that a little bit as well. Both of us here are animal lovers, and our dogs are all rescue dogs. How many dogs do you think over time that you've had a chance to get rescued through the Puppy Bowl?
That number is in the thousands. We spent 21 years of doing this, adopting out, lately. When we first started, the rosters were smaller, right? They were closer to 50. But in recent years, the rosters have been over 100. So you do the math there, it's a couple of thousand that have been adopted out. However, there's a bigger effect, which is every rescue has so many more adoptions that occur because they were seen on Puppy Bowl. So maybe for every one dog, I would guess there's 5 more dogs, 10 more dogs, I don't know how many, that rescue is able to adopt out because they've had the national exposure of being on Puppy Bowl.
Now, how are the dogs themselves selected? Because there are some awfully, I went over last night and rewatched some of the Puppy Bowls. There are so many cute animals that go through there. So who gets to do the selecting, and how are the animals selected?
Yeah, they're selected simply based on, our goal is variety, and it's to showcase that, look, when you're thinking about adopting a dog, you can get everything from a pure breed to a mixed breed to a large to a small to a young, old, everything, right? So as long as we're showcasing as much variety within that 142, casting as wide a net as possible, we feel like we're doing our job in terms of opening people's minds up to the possibilities of adoption. In our case, a dog has to be between 3 and 6 months of age, be cute, which is our, and be up for adoption. Besides that, we'll consider anybody. And then, so once we've got, say, a baby dachshund, we're not going to get another dachshund, right? We're going to move on to other mixes or other breeds. So, again, it's just showing as many different types of dogs as possible, fluffy, non-fluffy. We have the special needs dogs, so we're trying to increase 2 years. So we've got dogs that are in wheelchairs, dogs that have 3 legs. But, again, they look just like any other, quote-unquote, able-bodied dog, and they play football just as strong as they do.
Do you find that the animals with special needs get adopted first?
I find that they have just as high of a chance now, whereas before they didn't have as high of a chance, right? They would sit in the shelter a lot longer.
Sure.
But now, because of being in Puppy Bowl, they are just as quick adopted. Some people seek out special needs dogs. I know people that are saying, I really want a 3-legged dog because, I just love a dog with a little bit of a story, of a challenge, and your heart goes out to them because of what they did through. And so people open their hearts up. And, yes, I find that they have just as good of a chance. And yes, in some cases, more, depending on the family.
Absolutely. Now, will we be seeing any other big stars? I know we've seen Martha and Snoop Dogg. Can you sneak us a sneak peek of anything we could look forward to this year?
We've got some NFL stars. We got Derek Nani from the Super Bowl playing Kansas City Chiefs, who is training one of our puppies, Parsnips. You can look for some NFL stars. We've got Dan and Jay, the musical duo, famous musical duo, who is involved in adopting with one of our dogs. And those are the big celebrities. We've also got a lot of smaller celebrities. celebrities from the animal world that are surprises that are going to pop up throughout the game. So, yeah, that's it. In our mind, the real stars and celebrities are the puppies because, you know, they're first and foremost.
Again, Dan Schachner is our guest on Party Line today, a referee for the 21st Annual Puppy Bowl, which is coming up on Sunday. And obviously, the puppies are adorable. They have those adorable eyes. So I just have to know, have you succumbed to the cuteness? Have you taken any home yourself?
I sure have, yeah, last year. Prior to that, I've been fostering dogs, which has been great. Super satisfying to foster a puppy. And, you know, for those who don't know what fostering is, you're bringing a dog into your home and making room in the shelter. That allowed me to live with and take care of so many dogs. I fostered over 40 different dogs in 10 years. But last year, I just fell in love with one of my... She was my assistant referee, this little adorable puppy, and I fell in love and took her home. So, yes, I have also succumbed.
Oh, I don't know how you couldn't. They are adorable, that's for sure. Team Ruff and Team Fluff again this year?
Yep. Team Ruff and Team Fluff are back in action this year. Fluff lost last year in a heartbreaking 72-69 last-minute loss to Team Ruff, so I feel like they've got a lot to prove this year, and they're out for the win.
Well, we are looking forward to it as well. Now, you mentioned seeing some cute kittens. Can you give us any halftime props about what's going to be happening there?
Kittens are going to be performing. We have over a dozen cats who are also up for adoption performing during halftime. They'll be doing, you know, all the things that cats like to do, playing, running around. There's a big carpeted, you know, kitty playground for them, plus a huge disco ball. So you'll dance, you'll sing along, and you'll have a good time with these cats.
Now, I know in your personal time that you host some dog-themed trivia events in New York and some other places. The job that you have being the referee for the Puppy Bowl has to be pretty easy then to come up with some great trivia questions.
Yeah, but, you know, there's always something to learn. I started doing trivia because, again, I was working with dogs for 14 years. I became fascinated by all how interesting dogs are, not just dog anatomy and dog science facts, but also dogs in pop culture. And how they've been such a huge part of our society for so long, and so it's been great to explore that. But yeah, I learn something new every single year doing dog trivia.
And what do you think is one? Because as rescuers and we've rescued animals, like I've said, what do you think is one of the big misconceptions for folks about rescuing an animal from a shelter?
There's a few of them, but I think the most prevalent is that people think they can't get a pure breed. So when people say, well, I was going to adopt, but I decided to buy one because I really wanted a husky, Siberian husky, for example. The reality is, and you'll see it on Puppy Bowl, first and foremost, you'll see it during the game, there are so many pure breeds available in rescues. So many. You just got to look. And if you don't find it in the rescue that's immediately in your town or in your backyard, there's probably one in a neighboring town. But we encourage people to always adopt first. There's hundreds of thousands of dogs and cats that are just sitting in shelters waiting for a forever home, and would be so grateful and happy to have you adopt them, all ages, all sizes, and yes, all breeds.
When you first submitted your video to try and be the referee, did you ever think that it would go as long as it has and grow to be? I mean, we look forward to this every year.
Thank you. No, I didn't. I just, you know, when I first submitted, Animal Planet knew me as a host. I'd hosted things for them before in the past. It's something that I've been doing since I graduated from college. And I just looked at it like a great opportunity, but I was looking year to year, and here we are 14 years later, and it's just astounding how much it's grown.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Again, the 21st Annual Puppy Bowl is coming up on Sunday. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check that out on Animal Planet, Discovery, TBS, True TV, Max, and Discovery Plus. Did I miss anything, Dan?
No, you got it. That's all of them.
All right.
Tune in, and we're America's cutest pregame. We hope you join us.
Dan, the one thing I want to ask that Cindy hasn't asked yet is,
yeah,
I know you're the referee and you're supposed to be impartial, but is there a favorite?
Oh, a favorite dog?
No, favorite team.
Yeah. For me, no, because we've all seen what happens when referees try to get involved. Just Google the name Tim Donaghy and you'll know what I'm talking about. He was a referee from NBA that got involved with picking favorites, and you see how that ended. So no, I remain impartial. I literally have no idea what's going to happen until, you know, we watch the game. And but I can tell you, based on history, We've only kept score for 10 years. And in those 10 years, Team Fluff has won 5 times and Team Rough has won 5 times.
Ooh.
So this year, Puppy Bowl 21, yeah, it's the tiebreaker year. Big one. Big bragging rights on the line. So I think it's really anybody's game. It's going to be super close.
All right. We'll look to see who wins the Lombardi Trophy this Sunday. Again, you can check it out at 2 o'clock on all of those stations. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great day.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Take care. Oh, thank you. That was awesome.
That was cool.
What a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we off and we're done?
Yeah, if you want to be.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't know if you wanted to close it out or something. So.
No, we'll just go to the top of the hour then.
Okay. Works for me.
The annual Puppy Bowl. Again, it's on Sunday. You can watch that at 2 o'clock Eastern Time across Animal Planet, Discovery TBS, True TV Max, and Discovery Plus. That was Dan Schachner, the official referee, Mel. I love the pun intended.
I love the pun intended. Yes, most definitely. I couldn't get him nailed down though. I wanted to know if he had a particular favorite team or anything. But it is fascinating in the last 10 years with them being keeping score the last 10 years that it's 5-5. You know.
I bet when they started this, they never thought it would explode to be what it is now. Because how many times do you hear, "Oh, if the big game is coming, that means the Puppy Bowl is coming."
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
how many people
on the
look
same
forward
day.
To it?
Oh, I totally do.
But I think part of it is too is that it brings a family aspect of it.
Totally agree with you.
I mean, let's face it, puppies. Cuteness. And
kittens.
Then to incorporate a kitten halftime show.
Right.
You know, that just makes it even better. Kids are actually, you know, kids who normally wouldn't sit down and watch a football game with their parent, with their dad or their mom or whatever. I mean, at our house, our whole family watch. But this is a way to get families interested, get them to sit down, take some time, and just forget about everything else and enjoy what's actually on TV for once.
I agree with you. Again, it's coming up on Sunday. You can watch that at 2 o'clock. You are listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.